All right, Ollie Horgan, what a transformation. Can you explain what happened there?
We didn't share it. I don't know whether it was the same old story here, that we don't share it, we go a goal down. But the first half was as poor as we've been. Now, we ran our luck in Langford a week ago. Not quite as bad as that as we were in the first half. The trolley should have been out of sight. And I'm sure they're kicking themselves that they didn't get a second, because if they got a second, you know, we're gone. Now, look, we took a chance at half time with two substitutions. You know, we put on Paddy McCourt, we put on Jesse. You know, Paddy, to be fair, really wasn't fit, and unfortunately, you know, he pulled up after 20 minutes. But to be fair to him, in that 20 minutes, he helped us turn the game around. But we'll be without them. You know, it was a risk that we took to the payoff. Obviously, we got 3 points out of it. But I thought our whole performance of everybody in the second half was a lot better. I thought we got further up the pitch. I thought we turned them. And there was a little bit about us. First half, our decision making, our passing was very, very poor. And it's got to improve, because you can only go to the well so many times. And, you know, we did it last week. We probably did it against Cabinteely to a certain degree. And we've done it again today, to be fair to them. But you got to give them credit. There's a little bit about them. They're a young team. And you look at that team, they're out tonight. You know, there were kids. You know, if you took Kieran Geller, Keith Cohn, maybe Kieran Callout, who's mid-20s, Aidan Friel, the same. The rest are kids. The rest are in their early 20s, if they're even 20. So, you know, I've been asking and saying a number of times, see, we need people to be patient with us. And to be fair, you know, were they patient tonight? You know, at half time, everyone was disappointed, including us. But they're kids, they're going to make mistakes. And that's what you have. But when the confidence is up, and you saw what they could do in the second half to their credit. So you've got the good and the bad with it, and that's the way it's going to be. Like, you know, it's not just going to turn around automatically. You turned around for 45 minutes. For the first 45, there wasn't. But yeah, we've a lot of very inexperienced people out there, right, that have played, what have we played, 9 League of Ireland games? That's all some of them have played, like. Yeah. So it does take time, and basically, you know, I'm asking people to be patient, and to be fair to the majority of the supporters, they were. But, you know, I said it before, and I know I'd probably get criticism. You know, a few supporters in Langford were very critical of us and us hanging on. But by Christ, we got 3 points out of it. You know, they have to be patient with the kids. But to be fair to the majority of the supporters there, they clapped them off and realised, yeah, these kids grew up in the second half. But this could happen over and over again before it turns properly.
Yeah. Tell me, at half time, aside from those two changes, Ollie, you changed things about as well, a few positional switches. So, you know, what was the thinking there? Obviously, the first half performance wasn't acceptable.
Drogheda and Longford are serious sides, Dermot. You know, Drogheda had a better side now than what they had in the Premier Division. You look at their team. They're serious, serious players. You know, look at Sean Brennan's free kick that scored it. Not too many people in the Premier Division will do that, although there are some. This is a serious league. And anyone that's here will see how serious it was. Wait till UCD come. Wait till Galway come on Monday night and then see how serious it is. It's a far, far better division than when we were in it before, and that's no disrespect to anybody that got us promoted, because they were men, to their credit. But it gets a little bit, you know, annoying at times, and I normally don't speak out. This is going to take time. I'm not trying to buy time. I don't give a jot, personally. Our son, I was Paul Hickory in there. But it's going to take time. It's a completely new team, and you saw the age group of the players that started, in particular, there tonight. And we put on Jesse Deathers, who's 20 years of age. You know, it's going to take time, but whether people are going to be patient about it or not, I don't know. But to be fair to them, the second half, they're excellent. The attitude, the work rate. And unfortunately, we've picked up a serious amount of knocks. And unfortunately, we've 1 or 2 suspensions as well for Monday. So God knows what's going to go out there on Monday. But at least the panel will be stretched, and people will get game time that they're itching for.
Yeah, you were unable to start McCourt tonight, but in the short space of time that he was on, Ollie, he probably earned the Man of the Match award.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, to be fair to him. He came on, we took a risk to the payoff. Yeah, it did. If we'd lost that game 2-0, Paddy would have been out on Monday night, and we'd be kicking ourselves. But he's out on Monday night now, and to be fair, he probably needs time off, because he's patched himself up week in, week out. But so have others. So has Mark Tindall out there, who patched himself up and made himself available for tonight. Now, he'll miss Monday, I'm sure, as well. There's a couple of others, Kieran O'Connor. He might miss Monday. Don't mind a couple that are suspended. So, you know, I've got to give them credit for the fact that they made themselves available. But Monday will be a much, much bigger ask with maybe the stretch panel that we have.
And just finally, on your two goal scorers as well, Keith Cowan powering in a header. Kieran O'Connor, he missed the chance just before he scored, so fair play to him, he made up for that.
Yeah, he stuck at it. Look, he scored on a Cove. He missed a few chances along the way here, and he's come good there tonight. Yeah, he had probably had a better chance if he went to curl, you know, the far side of Pod Skinner. But look, we ran our luck in the first half. We could have been 2-2, the game would be out of it. We wouldn't have had any Paddy McCourt coming on. But the hindsight of that would be he'd be available for Monday, you know. So look, we went to the well again tonight, as we did last Saturday night, but we've got to be better over the 90 minutes. If we have the second half performance, you know, even over 70, 80 minutes, well, then we'll get there. But it's going to take time, and these lads are kids. And I keep saying it, and some people are probably going to get fed up with it, but people have to be patient with them, as we are.